The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's good, everybody? It is Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. This is your daily sports betting brand of record. We call it the Early Edge. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all sports betting, and it's not close. Now, a little housekeeping before we bring in the stars of the show. For you two haters yesterday, after 2 matches were done, criticizing us for not being transparent. How come you're not announcing all your picks when they lose? Well, guess what? This is for you two. How about 8-3 yesterday? Check mark after check mark. This is called transparency when it's on a video, on a show, every single day. Go back to just watching the stars, because this is what we do. Now, we've got 8 incredible handicappers in the Early Edge universe, and we want you to play as well. Now, I've decided to step aside in this bracket challenge, but we do have 8 people that are ready to go. Let's go ahead and show you what we're doing internally here, and we want you to play. These are the names that have made it through the first weekend. See, RJ, Bergbets, EC, oh, damn it, EC made it, Specty, Zach, AB, and M Square. They're going to pick every single game, the totals as well. We'll cut down to 4 after the Thursday and Friday. Then we'll cut down to 2, and then 2 of our stars will play it out Monday night. But we want you to play too. We want to know how good you are at handicapping basketball. Go ahead and put into the chat the picks for your 4 games tonight. Who are you picking against the spread? Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun, a ton of trash talking. And I hate the fact that I'm not in it, but that's all right. That's all right, because we have a full show today. So with all that being said, let's bring in the stars of the show. You know them. You love them. And on a Thursday, when so much is going on, it's an embarrassment of riches. Ladies and gentlemen, the last time he was here, he was slaying the MMA universe. Danny Brasco is back. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning, Sia. Good morning, AB. Let's get it done. Lot to go over in March Madness, but there's a great UFC event as well, and there's money to be made in many sports. So let's get it, y'all.
Now, let's get it, y'all. Now, I got a little – see, he's like, I don't know. I got a little call from your agent this morning, and he said that you want to dip your toe into the basketball analysis. Is that true?
It's absolutely true. I got analysis and more than just MMA for you guys. So I'm more than happy to get involved in this challenge.
Okay, let's go then. Next, he is the counselor of cash. And if you follow him on social media, all of you wanted extra. And the man delivered yet again with first-round leaders. Sia Najat, good morning, sir.
Yeah, as promised on the Early Wedge, I was going to come to social media with some first-round leaders at the Corrales Punta Cana, which started this morning. I'll tell you, it's underway. We've got a couple of guys in contention. I put out 5 plays for first-round leaders. I put out some outrights as well. One of those plays is -2-7. That's Carson Young, not related to Cameron Young, who we may or may not have a pick on later on in this show with the WGC match play. But there's a lot going on. The Corrales, the match play, the NCAA tournament. It's a great time to be listening and watching this show.
You're damn right. By the way, Mark in the chat said he had to give Prop Stars a shout-out. Coach, for his bounce back yesterday. You are correct. Prop stars, you're the man. Keep posting those NBA props. Now, our final star, he can do it all. Behind the scenes, in front of the camera. The man's a savage. My man, the 5-tool player, live from Nashville, Tennessee, 8 floors below. I haven't got to say that in a while. AB, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Coach. Good morning, Brasco, my man, DB, and see you, the Counselor Cash. Look, I just wanted to say this. For the betting championship that we have going on, as the reigning Early Edge Fantasy Football champion, I feel like grabbing the heavyweight title belt, the intercontinental title belt, unifying them both right here in the basement. Look forward to it.
It's very EC-esque, I might add, that he got in on a tiebreaker. He got in using a tiebreaker.
Very EC.
It drives me insane that I'm not in this thing. I'm just going to be honest. It drives me insane. But my picks were absolute trash. So I don't deserve it. I didn't earn it. So I just have to watch from afar. Damn it. All right. No storylines today. We're jumping right into marquee matchups. And it's time to fade or follow. And we want you to participate as well. If you're fading or following, type it into the chat. We want to know. Now, are we fading or following the favorites in tonight? Four Sweet 16 matchups, and I'm here for it. So let's start. Game number one, ladies and gentlemen. Michigan State, the Spartans, taking on. Do you know who the man in that picture is? Does anybody know the story of the man in the K-State jersey? It's one of the most unbelievable stories in college basketball. Anybody know the story? Very quickly. No one? No one?
Yeah, that's the man who collapsed on the floor. That's Keontae, right?
Correct. That is the man who collapsed, nearly died, playing for the University of Florida. He turned down a $5 million insurance policy to come back and play for K-State. $5 million. Said, I don't want it. That's the love of the game right there. So we love that, but we're worried about the spread. So, see, I'm going to start with you. The spread is 2. Are you fading or following Michigan State?
I think I'm going to end up following Michigan State. This is teetering on -2, -1.5. You know, it started out where I believe it started out at Pick'em and some sharp money came to Michigan State. There was some buyback with from the 2 to the 1.5. You know, in this one, it's so close. It just makes me want to follow some of the sharp action. Again, I don't really have an official play on this. So my lean is to go to where the sharps are. And I'm going to end up, and it's a soft, sharp play, in my opinion, but I'm going to take Michigan State here.
All right. A soft, sharp play. Okay. That's one. Danny Brasco, what say you?
I like that. Like a dull knife, soft, sharp play. I'm going to use that term from now on. Right. I'm going to agree with C on this one. I'm also leaning towards Michigan State. The line move is interesting, flipping from a dog to a favorite. And more than anything, I mean, I guess I can make a fight comparison, right? They say styles make fights. Styles make basketball games too. I favor the slow paced, grind it out style as opposed to K-State, who's going to try to run on you. So in this kind of game, I think Michigan State behind Tom Izzo, who's a blue blood of this tournament, gets it done some way, somehow. So give me the Spartans in this one.
15 Final Four trips. 15, AB. The man knows how to get it done. And tonight, it's at the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden. Are you here for it?
I know. It's all lined up, man. Tom Izzo, Madison Square Garden, Sweet 16. That's what Tom Izzo was born to do, except he's getting whooped tonight. I'm going Kansas State. They're going to run all over Michigan State. Been a great story for the Spartans, but it's coming to an end tonight.
All right. So we've got a little differing opinions. Game number 2 looks a little something like this, 7:15 p.m. Eastern time. Arkansas and UConn. If you watched me on CBS Sports HQ the other day, I told you UConn would be coming out of this region and going to the Final Four. Tonight, see you, Najat, they are favored by 4.5, the total at 140. Are you fading or following UConn?
I think I'm fading UConn. I think Arkansas is live to cover, and I think they're live to win this game. I think UConn's UConn's really playing well, and they're the kind of team I like because they are on the right trajectory at the right time, kind of peaking at the right time after in the middle of the season, kind of slipping a little bit. I like this Arkansas team. I like what their young stars do who appear to be healthy. And I like what their veterans are doing too. I like their head coach. I think 4, 4.5 is too many. This line opened at 3. I think that's where it should have stayed.
I hate when I agree with you and it goes against what I've already said on another network. Damn it. All right, Danny Brasco, what say you?
This one's a tight one, mainly because of the point spread, right? 4.5, I agree, is kind of wide. And at that number, more than 2 possessions, it's really tempting to play Arkansas the way they play that scrappy defense, right? All effort. I just think eventually they don't have enough offense for UConn here. So I do like UConn to win the game, but the point spread is ugly. I wouldn't play the -4.5 on UConn. I'm not willing to lay the points. And I think it should be a tight one. Maybe stays within one possession in a scrap of a game. So I lean UConn, but the spread is more appealing for Arkansas.
All right, your tryout's over. You're officially a college basketball capper. EC better be worried. That's all I'm saying.
He's excellent. Coach, he's excellent.
I know, right? Wow. Damn it. Can you host too? I don't know. Maybe you can do it all. I don't know. See, he's like, let's not go too far.
Yeah, I was going to say, Brasco, what are you doing tomorrow afternoon?
Hey, man, I'm free, bro. Let's do it.
All right, AB, your thoughts on this one?
All right, so look, I'm so confident in this one. I'm taking UConn. I'm going to give you a final score, 73-66 UConn. I'm telling you, it's going to be right there, UConn by seven.
73-66. So you're following the favorite then to answer the question. All right. Now, the late games tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern time. The Florida Atlantic, you always have one, but I always say this, the Sweet 16 is where Cinderella's go to die. Because you usually don't see Cinderella make a pass, this weekend. They're taking on the Tennessee Volunteers. Tennessee, their defense has really shown up, gentlemen. -5.5, the total 129.5. AB, let me start with you. Are you fading or following your Tennessee Volunteers?
Well, I'll tell you what, we wore the shirt for a reason. We're following Tennessee here. And look, Tennessee is the only team in the NCAA tournament that has held both opponents to 55 points or fewer. And that's including the Duke Blue Devils. Tennessee's only giving up on average of their two tournament games 53.5 points per game. It's the best that's left in the tournament. FAU's had a week to think about it. Buddy, that rock fight's coming to you whether you want it or not.
By the way, quick update, if you are in the chat right now, a little bonus for you. M Squared, who will be in the house tonight at Madison Square Garden, he's in the chat right now. If you have any questions for him, you can ask him. He will answer them in real time. I believe he's waiting for a flight to go to New York. So, a little added bonus for you. Danny Brasco, are you fading or following Tennessee?
Man, I don't want to be on the opposite side of AB after that, but I have to fade it. I got to take the points with FAU, and I don't want to because I like the Vols. I actually have been going quite far in my bracket. I just think the defense is maybe a bit overhyped in a weak SEC conference in which they face teams that didn't really put it up on them. In fact, I have an interesting stat for you. Teams that shot better from 33% from deep, they went 2-5 against this season. And that's what FAU is. A similar team is Missouri. FAU compares to Missouri quite well, and I think Missouri blew the doors off them with the three-point ball. So from deep, if it's hitting from FAU, I don't know if Tennessee has the offense to match them. I think 5.5 is too wide. I'll take the Owls in this one.
Did you see AB? Shoulders back, chest out. He's hot right now. You don't
that was
go
good analysis. No, yeah, it was good analysis, man. I like it. Yeah.
All right, counselor, fading or following Tennessee at 5.5?
Well, I don't think that should be the question. At this point, we should change it to fading or following Danny Brasco. He's matching my shirt color and he's matching my pick here. In the contest that we have, I took Florida Atlantic +5.5, +5, wherever you can get it. I really went back and forth on this one, to be honest. So I like Allen's take as well. But I just like, in terms of how Florida Atlanta is going to attack on offense, I think it could be a problem for Tennessee. And we know that Tennessee is, they should outmatch Florida Atlantic, certainly athletically and on offensive possessions. But at the same time, we know they can go cold. And this is not the team to go cold against for 3-4-5 minute stretches because they'll end up catching up and covering the spread.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. By the way, tip of the cap, the team that played FAU last week, FDU, that's right, Tobin, he got the new head coaching job at Iona yesterday. Super nice. Cool. He's going to follow up Rick Pitino, and he became like this, you know, the darling in all of his interviews, and everybody talking. He's crying all the time. Good dude. Great run. It's what's supposed to happen. You get a great run, you get a new job. By the way, he was there for 10 months. He was at that school less than one year. I kid you not. All right, the last game tonight, and let's be honest, this is the marquee matchup of the day. These are the big boys. This is what it's supposed to be. 2 versus 3. Everybody's talking about Gonzaga, Sia, that, oh, apparently 8 straight, 9 straight trips to the Sweet 16. But what have they done after they get to this particular point in the tournament? That's the question. We know what UCLA has done. So here's what we're looking at, Sia. UCLA favored by 1.5, the total 145.5, 9:25 p.m. Eastern time. Fading or following the Bruins?
Yeah, and it would be ironic for Gonzaga to actually make a push to get far at a time where people aren't really respecting them as much as they did maybe in the past 10, 15 years. I think Gonzaga might actually win this game. I liked UCLA going into this tournament until they suffered some injuries, particularly Jalen Clark. I think that type of injury catches up with them in this matchup. And I'll take the Zags.
Interesting. Danny Brasco, are you fading or following the Bruins?
Sia and I have been in lockstep so far, but we gotta disband here. I'm actually going against it, and I'm gonna follow the Bruins in this one. The Gonzaga Bulldogs love to break your heart, and teams that can't play defense just get bounced in late stages of the tournament. And they rank 75th in KenPom. Teams outside the top 50 don't fare well later on. UCLA is just that dog defense, you know, slow paced style. I favor those teams going later on. So, in what should be a war, I'll take the Bruins to edge it out.
Why have we not been using this man the last 3 months of college basketball is beyond me. AB, fading or following the Bruins?
You know what? I'm going to fade them. I'm going to go with Gonzaga here. I'll tell you this, though. Go ahead and play UCLA in the first half because Gonzaga's played the exact same game both times in the NCAA tournament. Losing in the first half, about 11 minutes left. They start taking over the game, controlling the situation. But, yeah, I'm going to go with Gonzaga. And also shout out to Snake. Throwing the 1965 UCLA Bruin Bear there, logo. Well done.
I tell you what, Snake's level right now is he's taking his production to a new level. And I know there's plenty out there that are watching for that. And we know who you are. Now, I want to throw the points out the window. I want to go back to just being a fan. Can we do that just one time, please? So tonight, there are the matchups. But of these matchups, the question is this, Sia Najad. Who will suffer an outright upset? Who will be the underdog that gets it done tonight when the lights are the brightest? Talk to me, counselor.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the Razorbacks, and I think they're going to be the underdog to ironically upset the Huskies. I just think Arkansas is peaking at the right time. UConn is as well. I think 4 points is too much, but the way Arkansas plays with their stars potentially shining, I think Arkansas could pull off this upset.
Danny, if you say UConn, I'll know that you broke all the rules and you talked to Sia Najad before the show started. Don't give it away. What do you like?
I got to try FAU on the other side then. I'll take them as my dog for a potential upset. It just feels like everyone's flip-flopping on Tennessee, right? They were guaranteed to get cooked. Then they beat Duke and everyone jumped back on their bandwagon. Now it's like, you know, can you pick the right side? It feels like when you flip-flop, eventually you're going to be on the wrong side. I think the Owls might be the wrong side for them tonight.
All right. All right, AB, we've got an FAU. We've got an Arkansas. What say you?
I'm going with a massive upset of a 3-2. All right, yeah, nobody's seen that coming. Look, I'm going to go Gonzaga over UCLA. Look, I think UConn wins. I think Tennessee wins. I think Kansas State wins. Now, it wouldn't surprise me on any of them, but I think those three win. I think UCLA injuries finally catch up. So, yep, going out on a huge limb here, 3-2. Yeah, we'll go get that one.
I mean, next level kind of savagery right there. That's solid plus 1.5 dog tonight. But at least the tournament organizers did it right. They're the late game. 9:25, they're in the Western region. It's going to be beautiful to have that late night everywhere. All right, time to get to our board for the day. But before we do that, you know there's a little network that is growing. Let's hear from one of those partners.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
All right, here we go. Counselor, I'm coming right to you because as we speak right now, the first tee time in round 2 of the WGC Dell Technology Match Play. There are 32 of them, however, so we have plenty of time to get them in. Start us off.
Yeah, I'll start with three golf plays and I'll cap it off with a basketball play. Let's start with, again, these are just for the round, just for today. These are round matchups, so they're not the classic tournament matchups that I typically give out. I've got Sahith Theegala -115 over JJ Spahn. Sahith lost a really tight one to Minwoo Lee yesterday, but he's the type of guy I love in tournaments like this because it doesn't matter if you triple bogey a hole. If you do, you just lose that hole. You lose one, essentially. He attacks flags. He gets a lot of birdies while sometimes suffering the triple bogey or the double bogey. That's the kind of player I want here. -115 over JJ Spahn. Nice bounce back spot for Sahith. Sam Burns -135 over Adam Scott. He's a guy I really liked going into this tournament. I have him going far in my brackets, some brackets losing to Patrick Cantlay. But Sam Burns showed us last week that he is maybe found himself a little bit. And I think he is the exact type of guy that's going to fire at pins. We saw it yesterday. He was very good, and he's very good with the putter. That's important here. -135 over Adam Scott. Finally, Cameron Young over Corey Connors. Corey Connors good in match play, good course fit here, but Cameron Young looked like the best guy on the course yesterday. He is really good. Another guy that really attacks pins, the type of formula I'm looking for in match play. Cameron Young -135 over Corey Connors. And I've alluded to the basketball play. It's Arkansas +4, +4.5, wherever you can get it. I think at Caesars it's +4, but everywhere else it seems to be +4.5, including DraftKings. I just like how Arkansas is playing. Let's not forget, they just beat Kansas. A lot of people had Kansas in their finals, if not in the final winner of this tournament. So I like how Devontae Davis and Ricky Council really stepped up against Kansas. They've got some young freshmen who are taking off or shaking off injuries, I should say. But I think they appear to be healthy, and I just like where they're at. I think the Big East is slightly overrated. I think UConn might be slightly overrated, which is why I think UConn can win, but they won't cover this spread.
Incredible analysis from the golf. By the way, at this point of the show yesterday, I gave you a winner. I'm going to give you another one right now. Take Ryan Fox again, this time against Andrew Putnam. He's an underdog. Nobody knows his cat. And he won yesterday 3-2. Take Ryan Fox over Andrew Putnam. See you. Thank you very much for all of that. Now, where do I go? Where do I go? Well, the last thing I'm going to do is tick off AB any more than Danny Brasco already did by picking against Tennessee. That's something I'm not going to do. So, Danny Brasco, I love the UFC card this week. I think very under the radar. Really good card. You're up.
Couldn't agree more. Low-key banger of a card. I love these UFC fight nights. Oftentimes, the pay-per-views bring a lot of white noise and hype that makes it harder to read into the matchup. I actually tend to profit most on these fight night cards, and I owe you guys a winner because last one I went heavy on Kamaru Usman. Didn't work out for anyone who follows me on social media, so let's get back at it and back on the horse. Here we go for some UFC picks. I'm going to go against a lot of popular sides in this one, so just stay with me. Maybe I end up with egg on my face. Maybe I look like a genius. I'm willing to take the risk. First up, Albert Duraev at +140. This is a clash of styles fight. He's facing a really good kickboxer in Chidi Njokuwani. And Chidi Chidi Bang Bang is going to be a very popular pick, right? He looks real good on the feet. But oil versus water, striker versus grappler. I think Chidi is going to be a fish out of water on the ground. And Duraev, if he can survive the damage that he's likely to take and get it to the mat, I think the fight goes very quickly in his direction. So look for Duraev maybe to upset some people. The line is moving in his direction, which I did not expect. Chidi is very popular. Everyone's going to bet Chidi by KO. I'm going to go the opposite way and take Duraev with his ground game to find a way to get it done. Next up, I'm going with another big underdog. And this one, the line is just too wide for me. I'm taking Andrea Lee at +230. She's facing a very highly touted prospect who's not much of a prospect anymore. She's on her way to being a real contender in Macy Barber. But I'm no longer betting heavily juiced female fights for the favorite. We just see that too often these fights end up in the judges' hands, and we can't trust any decision they make because MMA scoring is entirely subjective. So with a wide line and an experienced veteran in Lee who's pretty good at range and off her back foot if she's getting the pressure put on her, I think that she's got a few ways to win this fight and outpoint Macy Barber, who's more physical and kind of forward pressure. She can maybe get outpointed and just lose on the scorecards if Lee is busier. So I'm going to take the shot on Lee. Small play if you think it's risky. And in the main event of the evening, we got to talk about it. What a great bantamweight fight. Corey Sandhagen taking on Marlon Chito Vera with a high stakes on the line. I mean, bantamweight is getting shaken up right now with Merab winning and so many different fighters in the division making a push. Sean O'Malley, right? This is going to mix it up a lot. I think Sandhagen finds a way to outpoint Chito, survive those power punches, power kicks that he's so popular for, and win a decision. A lot of people are going to disagree with me. Chito was fantastic in timing the footwork and movement of Dominick Cruz, who has some legendary footwork to land that head kick and get the knockout win. And I bring that up because Sanhagen has very similar movement and footwork to Dominick Cruz. I just love Sanhagen's mind. He is a cerebral fighter. He finds a way to outthink his opponents, and he's gone up against nothing but the best of the division. So I think that he shows off that mind, his fight IQ, to win a narrow decision. I'm going to predict 48-47, Corey Sanhagen. Finally, the two-leg parlay. It lost last week. It's got to win this week. Two fighters that I'm super high on this week. Manel Kopp, I think future flyweight title challenger. I think he gets it done. And Nate Landwehr, Nate the Train. Got to watch this guy. All-action fighter. Win, lose, or draw. He's coming to throw down. I think his opponent's just going to get overwhelmed by his style. So give me those two guys for a plus 131. Two-legger. And there's my UFC monologue, Coach. Hope you guys can cash on those.
Incredible on those five fighters. By the way, do you know what we call the brand new thing? We started it yesterday. If you make a money line parlay, do you know what we're calling that now?
What's that?
The EC special is what we're calling it. So you say, hey, my final thing, I got an EC special. That's what we're calling it because he makes way too many money line parlays. So now he's branded it himself. Real quickly, because this is important, Corey in the chat, this happens especially a lot of new bettors. Why are you able to have the straight up play at minus 130, but another bet says with tie and it's less juice? I'll take this one. Mm-hmm. Don't ever bet a golf head to head where a draw or a tie is possible. Go down to a two way, not a three way. Yesterday, I think, what, Sia, 9 or 10 of those ended in a tie out of the. See, there was a lot of ties yesterday.
There were a lot of ties. And just to clarify, too, if you're looking on DraftKings, for example, the first thing that might come up when you click on matchups is that tie option. It might say match winner three-way. If you literally look to the immediate right of that, you'll see match winner two-way. That's what you want to click on. It takes out ties. There was also, Coach, a question about FanDuel and about matchups. Listen, you literally go, you click on PGA Tour, you click on matchups, and literally every single WGC match play for round two is on there. So it shouldn't be a problem at any of your books.
Boom, boom, boom. But don't ever. Great information. Just lock this in. Don't ever bet a three-way. Ever. All right, AB. We've heard incredible MMA analysis. Of course, C is doing his thing. But now we've arrived. We've arrived. And there is no way that somebody in the maestro spot would ever come to the table with two unders. So you, sir, the floor is yours.
Yeah, you're right, except for today. All right, so first off, we're going to go with FAU Tennessee first half under 59.5. Tennessee first half unders quietly have hit in 9 straight games. We're going to continue to ride that train. Look, I told you, Tennessee has the best defense in the Sweet 16 so far through 2 NCAA tournament games. They've only given up on average 53.5 points per. Here's the other thing. Tennessee has the worst offense in the Sweet 16. They're only averaging 61 points per game. You've got a team like FAU who has had a week to think about it now, to sit on it. Tennessee has had time to cut film and look at FAU playing in an arena that these two teams normally don't play in. Could start the game off a little slow, getting adjusted to MSG and the rims and the big bright lights. So we're going to take the first half under. We're also going to play on Friday, Xavier, Texas, under 149. Now, look, you look at it and you see both of these teams that are scoring out of their minds. However, that's what I kind of like playing the under because it's going to be a rock fight between these two. Texas could win a national championship. Xavier could win a national championship. These two teams are going to be going at each other, but they're also going to be smart. They're going to take smart, efficient, high percentage shots. They're not going to be running reckless here. So ride that under 149. And also, bring me back to everybody on screen here, Snake, because the last time that Tennessee had a big game, all right, football, lost to South Carolina, right? Well, one of our lovely people in the audience sent me a care package here, okay? So I wanted to show what all it had. Can you read that? Beat Tennessee. It was a South Carolina fan. Beat Tennessee. Sent me a South Carolina hat.
Brutal. Oh,
sent me a second South Carolina hat.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, if FAU wins tonight, I guess I'm wearing owl gear next week.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. I thought you were gonna say you're gonna give that away, but let's we don't want to give
it. Somebody can have it. I'm not wearing it.
I thought you were gonna say I'm chucking it out my window.
Oh my goodness. That's amazing. That's the link
it was awesome.
Go to.
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah, it was awesome.
By the way, our girl Camila in the chat, she gets it. She said, educate and entertain. Tie, no bet. That's a new saying on the show. Tie, no bet. Tie, no bet. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap, courtesy of the snake on the ones and the twos. Seeing as Jad, we've got Arkansas plus 4.5. If I had any guts, we would have a showdown right now, but I do not. And three plays. These are two-way bets, not three-way bets. Cameron Young, minus 135 over Corey Connors. Sam Burns, minus 135 over Adam Scott. Heath Thigala over J.J. Spahn. We will also have more giving out in the next hour or two on social media if you follow me or the counselor. Then A.B., two unders. First half, under 59.5 between FAU and Tennessee. And then Xavier, Tennessee, we go under. Should be a battle. 149. Then Danny Brasco. This is all UFC on Saturday. You see a money line plus 140. Albert Andrea plus 230. Corey Sandhagen by decision plus 100. By the way, here at the Early Edge, we've kind of set our baseline for straight picks at minus 200. We're comfortable with that. Well, he is minus 170 currently. If you just want to bet him straight and you don't mind the juice, it might be worth the squeeze. Then our two-leg parlay, Manacape and Nate Landwehr. You put it together for the EC special is plus 131. All right, quick reminder, do not miss later today, Early Edge in 5, where the amazing Grace from time to time loves to take EC down. And that's where Frick and Frack reside, 4 p.m. Eastern time. Plus, I will be on CBS Sports HQ from 6 p.m. Eastern tonight to about 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. So tune in for that. We're going to get you set for all of the Sweet 16 action tonight. But with all that being said, there's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, Lumbo, Counselor, AB, my man Danny Brasco, and always the snake, getting it done behind the scenes. I am the coach. Turn on your notifications. Give us a like before you walk out the door today. We are growing, and we're growing because of you. We love to grind for you so we can win with you. See what I did there? Right here at the Early Edge. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.